الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون، ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we know that the groups of Yahud and Nasara both made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nasara said regarding Isa alayhi salatu wa salam many different things, and the Yahud, they believed that Uzair is the son of Allah, and Uzair was a prophet. Islam then came with the balance, and Islam came with the haq, with the truth. And Islam said that these are no more than people. They are just people who are Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and none of them have invited you to worship them other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the truth, that Uzair, Nasara, and the rest of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they are all Anbiya, and they don't invite towards their worship, rather they invite you towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the dictates and the demands of Nubuwa. The whole point and essence of Nubuwa is that when a Nabi comes to his qawm, to his people, he invites them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, we see in Quran, Allah says, مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. That Isa is saying that I didn't tell them anything but that which you have ordered me to say, and that is worship your Lord. أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. I didn't invite you to worship me. So here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ. That it doesn't befit, it does not behove any human being that should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a kitab, should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him hukam, authority, power of judgment to decide between people, one nubuwah, and should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him prophethood, ثم يقول للناس, thereafter he goes about telling the people that now become worshippers to me, worship me, become my slaves. In other words, worship me, min dunillah, and don't worship Allah. It doesn't behove any Nabi to do such a thing. But rather the Nabi would say, walakin, kunu rabbaniyin, that become Allah's worshippers. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bima kuntum tu'allimuna al-kitaba wa bima kuntum tadrusun. Because you are teaching the book and you are studying the book. In other words, you know, you learn very well from the kitab that the truth is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So why is it then that you are now worshipping Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way? Here we see also there is an incident that is mentioned in the books of tafsir from the people of Najran. The Yahud and Nasara both came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اجتمعوا عليه فنبي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم دعاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم gave them دعوه. So one person by the name of Abu Rafi, he said, oh Muhammad, are you inviting us to worship you like how the Nasara worshipped Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَعَذَ الله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah, I seek Allah's protection. He said, مَعَذَ الله. I seek Allah's protection from such a thing ever happening, from me inviting you to worship me, nor was it such that any Nabi was ever ordered to do such a thing. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send me for such a thing. مَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ بِذَلِكَ. Allah didn't tell me to do such a thing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا. And it doesn't behove, it doesn't befit a messenger also. He cannot command you to take the malaika. As we know, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they would say that the malaika are actually Allah's daughters. Ma'adallah. They would say, Allah says, did you witness when I was creating them? Did I create them enough? And did I create them as females? And how strange it is that for you, you have sons, you like sons, and you don't want daughters. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in His right, you want to attribute daughters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namely the malaika. So Allah says, وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّنَ أَرْبَابًا. It doesn't behove a messenger to order you that worship or take as worship the malaika and prophets as gods. أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. What? Can a messenger actually command you to make kufr after you're already Muslims? In other words, this is totally against the dictates and demands at the point of Nubuwa, because the point of Nubuwa came to make did. It's actually opposite this. Every Nabi came with one single message, and that is, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُوا. Say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and you'll be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istiqamah on iman, wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.